Chapter 23. Jefferson's Administrations. 237. President Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was a Republican. He believed in the Republican form of government. He believed the wisdom of the people to be the best guide. He wished the president to be simple and cordial in his relations with his fellow citizens. Adams had ridden to his inauguration in a coach drawn by 6 cream-colored horses. Jefferson walked with a few hundred friends from his boarding house to the Capitol. Washington and Adams had gone into state to Congress and had opened the session with a speech. Jefferson sent a written message to Congress by a messenger. Instead of bowing stiffly to those who came to see him, he shook hands with them and tried to make them feel at ease in his presence. 238. The Civil Service. One of the first matters to take Jefferson's attention was the condition of the civil service. There was not a Republican officeholder in the government service. Washington, in the last years of his presidency, and Adams also had given office only to the Federalists. Jefferson thought it was absolutely necessary to have some officials upon whom he could rely, so he removed a few Federalist office holders and appointed Republicans to their places. Adams had even gone so far as to appoint officers up to the midnight of his last day in office. Indeed, John Marshall, his Secretary of State, was busy signing commissions when Jefferson's Attorney General walked in with his watch in hand and told Marshall that it was 12 o'clock. Jefferson and Madison, the new Secretary of State, refused to deliver these commissions even when Marshall, as Chief Justice, ordered Madison to deliver them.